This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610 on a football Friday. John Lopez, Reginald Atatula, Byron Matthews in for Figgy Fig, who is doing a little bit of charity work on his Friday.
Well, I guess Byron doesn't.
What's that?
Do charity work.
I mean, I'm sure he does as well. Or maybe he doesn't. I don't know. I don't know his life. But just highlighting why you're not hearing the sounds of Figgy and why
Byron, you do any charity work? You're just like, nah.
I've done it once, but it was for my cousin. She's a teacher, so
one year
she asked her students for extra credit to bring blankets, and then we drove to downtown and handed the blankets
out. There you go. Look at that.
You're a giver, too.
A giver.
Yeah.
So all the producers.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go ahead and expand that out. But, yeah, keep it locked right here on Sports Radio 610. You got the drive here coming up in about an hour. They are going to be broadcasting live from Edo, from East River 9. So go out, see the fellas, get you a little golf, get you something to eat. Sign up to win prizes. Those things always available on a football Friday. One of the things that I wanted to bring up here is just the general exasperation of, are we really doing this with D'Amico?
Doing what?
And I want to be careful about the way that I frame this, because I think that it's easy to get to this place where you're dealing with a straw man. And I don't know that I've seen a lot of this sentiment out there. I've seen some. Like, I'm not trying to say it's been none, but I've seen some of the sentiment. But it feels like most of what I've seen is people responding to the sentiment, which sometimes makes it bigger than it actually was. But it does feel like in the Texan space, there are people that are like, yo, I don't know if I trust D'Amico Ryans.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes to the full extent of D'Amico Ryans' job kind of calling for
sure,
at times.
Sure.
And again, want to be careful. Maybe this is straw man that we are talking about. However, are we really doing this with the D'Amico Ryans that is what? What is his record or thus far? Is it 16-11?
Let's see. Working on that Aggie math. Something like that. but that's my answer. That's how I answered a lot of questions.
16-11, 1-1 in the postseason.
Yeah. Look, to answer your question, we are not doing that with D'Amico Ryans. Yes, there are some outliers. Yes, there are some who, you know, put it at his feet, you know, whatever problems that are perceived or not perceived with this team. But I think it's a path that might get a little more traffic if things, especially this week, don't start working out, because it does ultimately fall on its feet. But I think the majority of Texans fans, we're not doing that, right?
I can't imagine, right? Like, D'Amico Ryans, when it comes to being a coach, I think also his message clearly still lands.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, why did I start there? Winning record as of right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, still winning record, winning the division. I understand that the division is not a high bar. However, still clearing that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Winning record. I think the expectations are what give us frustration, not the team itself. Right? Mm-hmm. I think even just look at the division. It's not the expectations that's given the Colts frustrations right now. It's not the expectations that's given the Jags, the Blues right now. It's not the expectations that are hitting the Titans. It is just the fact that they are not good.
Yeah.
That is not what you could say under D'Amico Ryan's coach team right now. Like, whatever blues that we are bringing, whatever anxieties we have, it's because they can be even better. Like, there can be more squeezed out of it. But the message still lands with his players. Like, maybe you have questions about, all right, how is he going to manage his staff as he continues to move along? But in year two, and in the middle of year two, it feels early to get to any of that with all of the successes that you've already seen and the quick turnaround that you saw with this team. Like, one of the reasons why the expectations are so high is because you made such a quick turnaround.
Because he did so, yeah.
Such a quick turnaround that it was like, okay, I guess we contend now. Yeah. Like, I guess we push for it
yeah.
in how quickly this happened. And so, yeah, it was amazing to see. And I mean, and again, I want to be clear. It was kind of, I saw people talking about mm-hmm. the fact that this was happening. And I think Seth actually put out a poll where, you know, in his the unscientific way of doing a poll on social media, mm-hmm. ended up with like somewhere in 3% of people that actually were in that space of people that responded to his poll. So it's a real small minority, but just the idea that any of that, like, have we been too negative in the way that we've handled this? Or what would get somebody to a place to believe that they would even have, or believe that they need to have that perspective?
Well, that second part of what you just asked is, I think, the most important part. Now, foremost, if things go sideways on Monday night, well, then, you know, that 3% is going to double or triple or more just because, you know, what are we doing? You know, the Cowboys stink and the Texans, you know, should be able to run them off the field like a lot of teams have. So that's number one. But the other thing that I think is kind of important and maybe is going to end up being a reflection on D'Amico, if it's not already. He is showing signs of a lot of frustration. Like he's talked about it. He's done some, he, you know, you can see that he doesn't like doing the media, you know, availability all. I think that's pretty much clear. He's a hell of a guy and we all know that, and he's really nice and he's one of the most likable people you'll know.
But in addition to that, he's respected by his players though.
And he's respected by his players, but that thing right there when we'll hear some of it. Like, he is showing some frustrations. And I think he's not doing himself a lot of favors, you know?
Yeah, I think that, and 8-3-2, right? It's ridiculous. If we won the Lions game, the talk would be so different. And I guess maybe this is where you start seeing some of it on the 5-Hour Energy fan line. 713, D'Amico just seems so soft. It seems to be so soft. And that just, I don't necessarily agree with that.
He is not soft.
Like, even just D'Amico as player. But I think also this might point back to what you're talking about is the word that I keep using, or the phrase, is bedside manner. I don't even know if that's actually right. But just the way that he's, you know, kind of handles these things is not.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
As deft of a touch, at least for those of us on the outside. Like,
absolutely.
And I don't think that he views it as his reason to, as like one of the main responsibilities that he has is to make us feel better about what he's doing. But that can maybe manifest itself in those ways. And there's maybe some frustration that you can hear in this cut. This is cut 10 from D'Amico Ryans yesterday on the idea of how you block out the outside noise regarding decision making and such.
When it comes to the outside noise on decision making and play calling, all those things, that's the NFL, right? We'll always get that. I don't listen to it. I don't have time to spend on everybody's opinion on how we're running our team and what we're calling and what we're doing, right? As a NFL coach, you make decisions and you stick by the decisions that you make. And everybody, of course, being an NFL head coach, probably one of the only jobs where everybody critiques you on Monday, right? That's the only job. And besides the NFL head coach and the president, you probably get critiqued on every decision that you make because everybody else has all the answers right after the fact. But nobody has the answers in the heat of the battle, in the heat of the moment. We can all hit rewind as many times. We can slow it down as much as we want to, but that's why I'm here to make the decisions, and that's how it'll be.
See, that last part is where, like I said, he's not doing himself a lot of favors because basically
he's not wrong, though.
No, we all get. No, he is wrong in this regard. That to me, he's telling us that he's never really worked in the real world without telling us. And I hate that when people do that, but I'm doing it without telling us he's ever really worked in the real world. We all get criticized. We are all Monday morning quarterbacked. I mean, every one of us, you, me. You know, Byron, anyone listening to us, we all get that. The problem is we're not in that limelight like that. And we also, by the way, which maybe this is part of the reason that the public and the can Cannon does criticize and second guess as much as they do. We also don't have 6-year, $46 million contracts. So you sign up for that. And I think he's just showing a little bit of frustration, maybe a lot of bit of frustration. And he's not really, it doesn't resonate with me. We were all second guessed. You're second guessed. I'm second guessed. People who are listening to us are second guessed. It's just not public, which I get that nobody wants it to be public.
But I think that's the key distinction is that it is public and that everybody feels like they have some level of expertise on this, right? Like, I think that that absolutely is the point of this and what makes it different. And ultimately what he's saying there is, well, I don't have the benefit of being able to look over this same thing a ton of times as you do on the back end of it. Now, when it comes to like making the adjustments over time, sure, you do have that benefit. Yeah. But like, yeah, that is the job. And I think he acknowledges the job, but that general frustration,
frustrated.
That general tone that he tends to bring to it, I think can possibly rub a few people the wrong way. But when it comes to the job that he's done thus far at this point, I don't know how you get to a point where you're like, hey, fire him. Because also the next question is, who do you bring in that's better? And I think you've seen a line of hirings with this Texans team. And not to say that they would be wrong again, but just like, it's not the easiest thing in the world. And I think there needs to be an appreciation for D'Amico Ryan.
Well, there is. And he's great for this team. Don't get me wrong. And I think he's the answer for this team long term. While that is true, I think it's also true that these frustrations that he's showing, Reggie, these frustrations are kind of like aimed at the, quote, outside noise, which I hate that term anyway, because there's inside noise. You know, I can guarantee you they're not saying, hey, everything's cool, guys. You know, I guarantee you they're jumping on players. They're jumping on, you know, they're making tough decisions. They're second guessing things that they did. So the whole outside noise thing is kind of a misnomer. But I think the more that this happens, then the more that people are going to be just frustrated also with his answers and with how this team is performing.
Yeah, and I think that's the real frustration that, with the team, in addition to like in part because of the expectation, but also is, and I think I bought in the idea of, okay, winning and incremental growth. And it feels like there's places where growth is necessary and you're not necessarily seeing that incremental growth, and that frustration manifests itself in different ways. But let's not go too far trying to call for the job of a head coach who has put you in a place to have those expectations. I think that's
where we've seen the other side. Yeah.
A lot.
And D'Amico is appreciated, but you can be appreciated. It's like, you know, you love your kids.
Fair critique.
You know, you love your kids, but you second guess your kids, you know, a lot of times as well.
Maybe third guess.
And third and fourth and fifth sometimes. So that's all I'm saying is like, when he said the outside noise and only the president and NFL coaches, I gotta admit, I kind of eye rolled. I'm like, hey, you ever been in some of our meetings, you know, whether it's a listener at a sales meeting or whatever, or all this? No, everybody's second guessed. You're in a position that is very public and is part of the job. And I think the whole outside noise thing is a misnomer. There is inside noise in that building. There is second guessing happening there. You know, it's not just in real time, you know, and it's easy to do after the fact. No, they're doing it after the fact.
But I think that's a noise that he feels accountable to in a way that maybe he does not feel as accountable to the outside. And maybe that's ultimately why this also still comes down, is that we can all be a little self-important and, you know, want that accountability to us as well. But as of right now, the job as it's been done is by and large a thumbs up one for D'Amico Ryan. So yeah, let's not do that. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you hanging out with us. Coming up next, this is the time where we typically turn it over to Figgy for the mixtape. Figgy, you got the day off, so I will do my best. Don't come for me, please don't. But in honor of the Astrodome still being up and folks wanting to keep it around, what are some things that you should get rid of but you just won't let go? Plus, imagine renting a car and getting charged $10,000. We'll detail those things next.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.